high across a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are standing in the row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as a head.
To Monday's fresh produce markets we go, as we always do on a Monday. Joining me is Glenn Forsyth, of course, our Minister of Fruit and Veggies. Morning, Glenn.
Yeah, good morning, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Faring a lot better than some of these people in Levin, actually. We, of course, covered this on Checkpoint on Friday, that weather event there, destroying some of their crop. What's the latest from Levin?
Yeah, did you see those photos I shot through of that?
Unbelievable, unbelievable.
I thought that bottom one was next to a 20-cent coin, but it was a $2 coin, and the hailstone was bigger than that. But yeah, talked with two of the biggest vegetable growers in the Levin yesterday, Nigel Sue of B.S. Young and Jay Clark of Woodhaven Gardens. I mean, so on Friday, north of Buller Road was okay, but south of it got thumped. Nigel lost his cabbage, cauliflower and celery, and even his seedlings. He has not seen a hailstorm there that bad in his life, he was saying. His broccoli, lettuce and leeks further north were all right, which is fantastic news, as by golly, they grow magnificent lettuce. His third generation, I remember, is Dad Gordon fondly. Woodhaven had a huge area, hit 100 hectares, 40 hectares got absolutely totaled, and they will attempt to grow some veggies out of the 60 hectares. That got, in his words, tickled. But tickled in their language is devastating in ours. Yeah, so Jay suffered major losses in cabbage and celery too, plus silver beet and spinach. And you have to feel for outdoor growers at the mercy of Mother Nature, no insurance for crop loss, and right on the cusp of winter when you need their greens the most, unfortunately.
Terrible timing. How big were those hailstones? $2 coins, weren't they? These were massive.
Yeah. That bottom one was bigger in circumference than the $2 coin. I couldn't believe it.
And no insurance, as you say. Hey, while we're on veggies, the goodbyes this week. What are we looking at?
Yeah, some greens and good supply at the markets this morning were Brussels sprouts and spring onions, but apart from these, it is root crops to the rescue. Wilcox has started with their snack-sized Better Bites carrots. The tried and true agri potato is there for our taking, and red or orange kumara, plus parsnips, are all in good supply. A good rule of thumb with mash, and it's cool doing a mix like potato, kumara and pumpkin. A vegetable the size of your family member's closed fist is ample. So like two spuds of kumara and a chunk of pumpkin is spot on for a family of four for dinner. So a little goes a long way, and mashing with butter is always the best. Woodhaven are flushing with fresh beetroot this week. Jay suggested definitely roast it with your other vegetables, or one of his favourites is roasted beetroot salad with feta and walnuts. He encourages red veggies for gut health. Now look for a rich red beet, firm and round with a slender taproot and smooth over most of the surface. Avoid wilted leaves and scaly areas around the top surface. Those beetroots will be tough and fibrous.
Yeah, and fruit now. I had an apple yesterday. It was absolutely delicious, and it is pear and apple season, isn't it? What are some of your best of both here, Glenn?
Yeah, good man, apple a day, they say. We are getting the full benefit now of export overrun kiwi fruit, and these were in great supply today, as too were easy peel mandarins. Best pear pick this week is the winter nellis, and for apples, do try the Pink Lady variety, Nick. I don't know which one you tried. They are mightily refreshing and have a real get-up-and-go flavour about them. Persimmons are getting popular in Australia, and they are here as well. 5-plus a day share some great tips. While they originated in China, it has been grown in New Zealand since the 1870s, but they suggest to slice them, mix with some baby spinach leaves, thinly sliced red onion and crumbed feta cheese, and dress with your favourite vinaigrette. Or try roasted. The honey flavour gets richer and more caramelised. Roast a mix of parsnips, onions and carrots for 20 minutes. Add in sliced persimmons, capsicum and mushrooms, drizzled with olive oil, and cook for another 20 minutes until tender. I mean, how's that, eh? A roast fruit. Yeah. And with that, Mark, who would have thought?
I know, yeah. I'll try all of them. Hey, thanks, Glenn. See you next week.
Roll a pole, a penny, a pig.